Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you oh so much for the many, many blessings you've poured upon us all throughout this day, and now the awesome opportunity to get back in your word. We truly thank you for that. Be with us now as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Continuing our Bible study from A to Z, beginning the study on the word offend or offended. And we can see an account where someone felt they were offended by Abraham and what he did to them in deceiving them. In Genesis chapter 20, it reads, "And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. And Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, she is my sister? And she, even she herself, said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this. And God said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart. For I also withheld thee from sinning against me, therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, thou know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning, and called all his servants, and told all these things to their ears, and the men were sore afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham and said unto him, what hast thou done unto us, and what have I offended thee, that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done." Which was true. Abraham shouldn't have done that. Abraham did that out of fear. As he continues, "And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what sawest thou that thou hast done this thing? And Abraham said, because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And yet indeed she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife." So see, technically, he wasn't lying, but there was still deceit in what he did. And it was proclaimed there, what had Abimelech done that he should suffer such an offense? Verse 13, "And it came to pass, when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, this is thy kindness which thou shalt show unto me at every place whither we go, whither we shall come, say of me, he is my brother. And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants and gave them unto Abraham and restored him Sarah his wife. And Abimelech said, behold, my land is before thee, dwell where it pleaseth thee. And unto Sarah he said, behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, he is to thee a covering of the eyes unto all that are with thee, and with all other. Thus she was reproved. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. For the Lord had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarai, Abraham's wife." That judgment was coming upon Abimelech and his people, but unknown to him, she was Abraham's wife as well as sister. But it all worked out in the end. All right, now go to Genesis in chapter 40. We see another use of the word offended. And we have the account here in Genesis chapter 40. And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. Now the setting of this is Joseph had been falsely accused and imprisoned. Potiphar's wife had accused him of inappropriate behavior, and they believed her and cast Joseph into prison, as we see this further unfold. And Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers, and he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard and to the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued a season in ward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in prison. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning, and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lord's house, saying, Wherefore look ye so sadly today? And they said unto him, We have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph, and he said to him, In my dream, behold, a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches, and it was as though it budded, and her blossoms shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes, and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said unto him, This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place, and thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand, after the former manner when thou wast his butler. But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, I also was in my dream, and behold, I had 3 white baskets on my head, and in the uppermost basket there was of all manner of bakements for Pharaoh, and the birds did eat them out of the basket upon my head. And Joseph answered and said, This is the interpretation thereof. The 3 baskets are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee, and shall hang thee on a tree, and the birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee. And it came to pass the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants, and he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. So these two had offended their lord, had offended Pharaoh, and wound up being cast into prison. And Joseph was given an opportunity to tell them the interpretation of their dreams, But when the butler was restored, he still didn't tell Pharaoh about Joseph and Joseph helping him, so he remained in there yet a good while. All right, now go to 2 Kings chapter 18. Here we see another use of the word offended in 2 Kings 18, picking it up in verse 13. It reads, "Now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah did Sennacherib, king of Assyria, come up against all the fenced cities of Judah and took them. And Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria, Lachish, saying, I have offended. Return from me, that which thou puttest on me will I bear. And the king of Assyria appointed unto Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. In other words, Hezekiah was asking, what can I pay so that you will leave us alone? The reason, Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the house of the Lord and in the treasures of the king's house. At that time did Hezekiah cut off the gold from the doors of the temple of the Lord and from the pillars which Hezekiah, king of Judah, had overlaid and gave it to the king of Assyria, bribed him to leave him alone." Alrighty, now let's go to Job chapter 34. We see another reference of the word offend. And here we have Elihu, a friend or supposed friend of Job, giving him some instructions. Some of it pretty accurate, some of it not so accurate. But here we see the use of the word offend in Job chapter 34, picking it up in verse 31. "Surely it is meet to be said unto God, I have borne chastisement. I will not offend any more. That which I see not, teach thou me. If I have done iniquity, I will do no more." That's a good statement there. Accurate. We need to understand when we get chastisement, when we get to whooping, when we get to correction, that we have offended the Lord in some way. And we need to say, okay, I will no longer offend, as he is proclaiming there. When you get that whooping, know what it's for and make the corrections necessary. All right, now go to Psalm 119. In Psalm 119, and pick it up in verse 165, where it reads, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." And that's speaking about the Word of God. When we love the Word of God, we can be comforted in all situations. All right, now go to Proverbs chapter 18 and one verse here, verse 19. "A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle." Speaking of how difficult it is to rekindle a relationship with a brother, either a biological brother, an adopted brother, or a brother and sister in Christ, whatever it might be. When you offend them, they take it so personally that it's very difficult to rekindle that relationship because of the offense. All right, now go to Jeremiah in chapter 2. The prophet Jeremiah teaching here in chapter 2, verse 1. "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. So all that devour him shall offend, and they will be held accountable. For all those that go up against the children of Israel will pay for it. All right, now go to Jeremiah in chapter 37. And here we see a few verses with the proclamation that, have I offended? In Jeremiah chapter 37, picking it up in verse 11, as it reads, and it came to pass that when the army of the Chaldeans was broken up from Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army, then Jeremiah went forth out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin to separate himself thence in the midst of the people. And when he was in the gate of Benjamin, a captain of the ward was there, whose name was Ireah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah, and he took Jeremiah the prophet, saying, thou fallest away to the Chaldeans, falsely accusing Jeremiah as being a traitor. Then said Jeremiah, it is false, I fall not away to the Chaldeans. But he hearkened not to him. So Irijah took Jeremiah and brought him to the princes. Wherefore the princes were wroth with Jeremiah and smote him, and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that the prison. When Jeremiah was entered into the dungeon and into the cabins, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out. And the king asked him secretly in his house, and said, is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, there is. For said he, thou shalt be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon. This is the prophecy that was given to them about Babylon taking captive the southern two kingdoms of Israel, which was around Jerusalem, which would have been Judah and Benjamin. As it continues, moreover, Jeremiah said unto King Zedekiah, what have I offended against thee, or against thy servants, or against this people, that ye have put me in prison? See, Jeremiah is proclaiming, what have I done? Who have I offended? Have I offended you? Have I offended anybody? Why am I being charged, falsely accused, and being cast into prison? Verse 19. Where are now your prophets which prophesied unto you, saying, the king of Babylon shall not come against you, nor against this land? Like, he had prophets, false prophets, and they weren't being cast into prison. Therefore, hear now, I pray thee, O my Lord the king, let my supplication, I pray thee, be accepted before thee, that thou cause me not to return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there. Then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should commit Jeremiah into the court of the prison, and that they should give him daily a piece of bread out of the baker's street until all the bread in the city were spent. Thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. But they weren't finished abusing Jeremiah. They wound up casting him further into the dungeon later, down there where it was dark and basically the pit of sewage for a while. But the Lord restored him out of that and protected him. And he remained there for quite some time. All right, now let's go to Ezekiel. Ezekiel 25. And here in Ezekiel chapter 25, picking it up in verse 12. Thus saith the Lord God, because that Edom hath dealt against the house of Judah by taking vengeance, and hath greatly offended, and revenged himself upon them, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will also stretch out mine hand upon Edom, and will cut off man and beast from it, and I will make it desolate from Teman, and they of Dedan shall fall by the sword. Just as we saw the prophecies earlier, that if anybody goes up against the children of Israel, the Lord's going to get them for it. As it continues. And I will lay my vengeance upon Edom by the hand of my people Israel. And they shall do in Edom according to mine anger and according to my fury. And they shall know my vengeance, saith the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God, because the Philistines have dealt with revenge and have taken vengeance with a despiteful heart to destroy it for the old hatred. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will stretch out mine hand upon the Philistines, and I will cut off the Cherethims and destroy the remnant of the sea coast, and I will execute great vengeance upon them with furious rebukes. And they shall know that I am the Lord when I shall lay my vengeance upon them. No one should go up against the children of Israel, because the Lord has promised that he would look after them. And if anyone goes up against them, they will pay the price. As he shows us right there in the history, how these had to pay the price for going up against Israel. All right, now go to Hosea chapter 13. Some more prophecies here. When Ephraim spake trembling, he exalted himself in Israel. But when he offended in Baal, he died. And now this sin more and more, and have made them molten images of their silver, and idols according to their own understanding, all of it the work of the craftsmen. And they say of them, let the men that sacrifice kiss the calves. He died because of his involvement in crafting these idols. As it continues, therefore they shall be as the morning cloud, and as the early dew that passeth away, as the chaff that is driven with the whirlwind out of the floor, and as the smoke out of the chimney. Judgment coming upon them for participating in such ungodly idolatry. All right, now go over to Matthew. And here we see a little different use of the word offend and offended. In Matthew chapter 27, in the word, the teachings of Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 5, picking it up in verse 27. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. Now, he's not talking literally mutilate yourself. He's talking about removing that temptation. As he continues, and if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. It hath been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committeth adultery. So the teachings there concerning adultery, concerning lusts, concerning sin, and how when there is a temptation, we need to remove it from us, cut it away, get rid of it. And where he speaks of the divorce down there in verse 32, he makes that statement, saving for the cause of fornication. if you have a situation where you got a couple and one of the members is unfaithful and commits adultery or fornication, which is sex outside the marriage, or also known as whoredom, that is justifiable for a divorce. That's what he's telling there. All right, now go to Matthew chapter 11. We see some more teaching from the Lord concerning the word offended. In Matthew chapter 11, as it reads, "And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." Shall not be offended in him. That you're not offended by being a Christian. That you stand up, stand fast, proclaim Christianity, and not take offense. Now, this being offended would be somebody that, like he taught about the seeds in the sower, when they feel a little bit of persecution or a little bit of resistance, they take offense and they give up on serving the Lord. And he's saying here, blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me, that shall stand fast, that shall do the work the Lord allows them to do, and proclaim Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, even through the resistance, even through the persecutions. Because he told us over and over that that would occur, there would be persecutions for proclaiming Jesus as your Lord. So don't be offended. Let's pray. Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the many, many things you allow us to do and allowing us to be able to get into your word and to study. Help us learn from it. Help us to utilize it. Help us to share it. Thank you so much for it all as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Thank you all.